Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's talk.
John Brown.
The fall of the House of York has been a long time coming. The King has decided to remove the titles of Duke and Duchess of York from Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson following years of scandals. The final straw was their deception regarding their friendship with paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. One man who is perhaps best placed to give us his thoughts is, of course, Royal Correspondent Richard Fitzwilliams. Good morning to you, Richard.
Hello, and good to be on the programme.
Indeed. As the Chinese saying goes, may you live in interesting times. You have been covering royal events for care than both of us probably would care to mention or even remember. Is there a sort of inevitability in what has happened now with the former Duke of York?
Is there an inevitability? I would say that this has been coming for years. I mean, Andrew stepped back as special representative for British trade because of his disastrous friendship with the deceased paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. What has sparked the current crisis, and it is a massive scandal, it is yesterday, Nobody's Girl, which it was a posthumous memoir by Virginia Giuffre, was published. Now, she accused Prince Andrew of sexually assaulting her on three occasions. He denies this, and he's not been found guilty of anything, but he has been found guilty in the court of public opinion, because in 2001, there is a photograph taken with, everybody knows this, Andrew's hand is around Virginia Giuffre's midriff. Ghislaine Maxwell, who's now a convicted child sex trafficker, is in the picture, and he has attempted to say that this might be faked, but he has never been able to explain it away. Now, an aspect of this that is very important is that the Epstein files are currently in the United States. Supposedly, there's a chance of them all being released, but only a very, very few have been released. Selective emails, however, have made it clear, firstly, that Andrew lied when on an interview on Newsnight in 2019, which he believed would clear his name, he said that he'd had nothing to do with Epstein after he'd visited him in New York in 2010. Now, we have emails that proves that he did. What the email says, firstly, was he expresses solidarity with Epstein, and then he talks about playing some more soon, whatever that might mean. There is also an email that's come about, released about his devoted ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson. And she took £15,000. There are those who say it could have been much more from Epstein. And this was also in 2011. And swore she publicly that she'd never be in contact again. In fact, an email has surfaced where she has called Epstein a supreme friend. Mm. Now, as material comes out of the United States, and as there's a great deal of debate here, precisely what should happen to Andrew. He's still a prince, and his titles, and the Duke of York is in abeyance if we take an act of parliament to remove it. Also, he's in Royal Lodge, which has been proven in the last couple of days. He spent a lot of money on it, but is there simply as a token rent. So that is the background. The question is, what happens?
The book itself, Nobody's Baby, that's what it's called. Is it, Richard? Is it Nobody's Baby?
It's called Nobody's Girl.
Nobody's Girl, excuse me. Yeah, sorry.
It's harrowing.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the things it does as well is it shines a light on what seems to be a group of very, very powerful and influential people who seem to think that they are above the law, that they seem to, and they are dealing with the most vulnerable members. I mean, Dufresne's story, I mean, some of the stuff that Dufresne's talking about here, you know, her sexual abuse by her own father, the fact she went to Mar-a-Lago, she got a job as a masseuse. In fact, apparently only one of the people she writes glowing about is President Donald Trump. But then she falls, who she is very much in favor of. But she falls into the orbit of Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. But it does seem to think that this is very, very, there are a lot of people who are perhaps a little worried more so, you know, about the situation that may develop as this case goes on. Prince Andrew, of course, famously or infamously paid, was it £12 million to Dufresne as for an out-of-court settlement?
Yes, the figure appears to be $12 million. What happened was that Virginia Giuffre took out a civil action against Prince Andrew in the United States, and this was money paid together with a gagging order for a year. This didn't involve Andrew in admission of any guilt. One of the problems is, of course, that he's never expressed any contrition. Of course, he denies any wrongdoing, but the point was that in last Friday, when the palace put out the statement, the palace hasn't acted for him since 2019, when he stepped down in disgrace, his HRH, Her Royal Highness, was in abeyance, and also he lost all his patronages. But the facts are that the statement was clearly, although he was clearly forced to make it by King Charles and also undoubtedly Prince William, but there has never been any expression either of contrition or indeed taking it to another level. He's never offered to do any charitable work, and also he hasn't helped the FBI in their inquiries to find out who else was involved, say, in Epstein's racket.
And it's interesting because we go to the personality. I mean, we all think, because the thing with the royals, Richard, and you are sort of up close with them, but we assume that we know the royal family because they are, if you like, to use whatever parlance, I mean, there are our own soap opera. They're an extension of our own families because we grew up with them. And I remember when Prince Charles became the Prince of Wales, etc., in 1969. And I think somewhere I got a mug from that. So we think we know them, but we don't. And Andrew was always seen as, after he was a helicopter pilot in the Falklands, he was seen as Randy Andy, the Kustark relationship, he was the playboy prince. You know, 40 years ago, he was the boy about town. And perhaps that master, more things than we actually cared to remember and all come to realise. And he's very, very thick-skinned. The infamous interview with Emily Maitlis, of course, which absolutely, and if you read, because I interviewed Sam, her producer, if you read her memoirs about the fact the palace, or Andrew's coterie, thought that was actually quite a job well done. He seems to have very little self-awareness. And also, Richard, you will notice the relationship with HRH before, Andrew was very close to the late Queen. Charles, obviously not perhaps Andrew's biggest fan. And what does the dynamics of what's going to be Charles's legacy and then William's legacy? Because, you know, Charles has been unwell. William will come, you know, hopefully not for a little while yet, but he will be king. And do you think there's the king will put pressure on now, not to say to do with the Duke of Windsor, because he can't, because he doesn't have the Duke title, but of course, you know, the Duke of Windsor famously left the UK in the 30s, never to sort of really return again.
Well, this is a matter that's being debated. Is it possible that Andrew could be persuaded to go into exile? Because this would be one way round the issues, which, I mean, they're dominating public debate at the moment. And the royal family, I mean, firstly, if you look at Queen Camilla, who's campaigning on domestic abuse, the Duchess of Edinburgh, who visits war zones and also does good work when it comes to the issue of abuse. All of this, some people are aware of it, but what the monarchy is doing with Ukraine, with Donald Trump's state visit, a whole variety of very significant work, including, for example, tomorrow the King and Queen are on a state visit to the Vatican, and the King will be praying publicly with Pope Leo. This is the first such ecumenical occasion since Henry VIII broke from the Church of Rome in 1534. All of this is of very considerable interest to royal watchers, but the facts are that every single day for the headlines for the last few days deal with Andrew. Now, whether he could be persuaded to leave, for example, Royal Lodge, to go into some form of exile. I mean, we have to bear in mind also Sarah Ferguson. Mm. Now, when she married, you'll remember when they married in 1986, she was supposed to be a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely. It's celebrity. It's a knockout, Richard. Who can forget that?
Oh, my goodness me, you'd want to forget it because, I mean, no, but it really was absolutely terrible.
I know.
This was an indication of somebody who hadn't the faintest idea what it was like to be a serious royal. And what we had was a succession of scandals. Who can forget the toe-sucking? Who can forget the fake shake, the sting, where, in fact, she offered access to Andrew for hundreds of thousands of pounds. But it was not just that, it was the debts. Mm. And the issue here is we know a certain amount, but as the Epstein files, the Democrats are calling for them to be released in Congress. Only something like 1% of them have been released. Can you imagine what the others could involve? I mean, or what they'd reveal. Sarah Ferguson was being rehabilitated by the royal family recently. And in fact, in 2023, she and Andrew spent Christmas with the royals. They didn't last year, and that was because of the issue, again, Andrew's series of disastrous friendships. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. This deals with the issue of security and the closeness to his circle of an alleged Chinese spy, Yang Tengbo. And on this, there's articles, for example, in the Telegraph today dealing with his links with the Chinese. He, in point of fact, had links with a Chinese spy master. It is an unbelievable situation. And also, it's obviously, it is extremely damaging. But what precisely he could be forced to do now, or what Parliament might do, because to take away a dukedom, you have to have an act of Parliament. Now, this last happened in 1917 when four members of the House of Lords lost their peerages because they were Germans and fought for the German side in the First World War. So you really are going back to a previous era with a bizarre precedent, which wouldn't work. There'd be a bill in Parliament. Also, letters patent by the king could technically, anyway, take away the title of prince. He was born with that, of course, being the son of a monarch.
It's all very And excuse my largesse or my language even. It's all very grubby. It's all very sort of, you are, I mean, he's had to abandon, and I, you know, as listeners will know, I love my history. And to lose the Order of the Garter, which is Edward III puts this in, I believe, back, yes? And so therefore it is one of the oldest chivalric orders known to man. There are only a certain amount. Somebody will get it, because there's only a finite number of Knights of the Garter. So somebody is going to be getting his order, if you like. But this is for the short-term gain. This seems to be, you know, we have the whole thing with, you know, Budgie the helicopter with Sarah Ferguson. And Andrew seems to be disastrously grasping at money. And it just makes you wonder the caliber and the character of this man.
I think this is a very important point, because to me, this is about greed and about entitlement. And a recent book by Andrew Lowney, he'd become the biographer of the Yorks. It's called Entitled, and it's the rise and fall of the House of York. And this, the claim the book makes is that whilst Andrew was special representative for British trade, he was 22 years in the Navy, and as you mentioned earlier, he was a brave pilot in the Falklands War. Whilst that was the case, that he and Sarah Ferguson used their public roles to enrich themselves or benefit themselves privately. Mm. Now, that is the case. Legally, it's been very difficult, of course, for papers to make this case because, again, evidence, since he denies all the charges against him and continued to do so last Friday. But last Friday, this was a statement from the palace, but it was clumsily worded. You could tell that this was the person who'd been on Newsnight and who simply wasn't responsive. The point is, he simply doesn't see that going back many years, John Profumo was Minister of War and involved in the Profumo scandal. You'd have thought there was no way back for him after his resignation and what happened. But charitable work over many years, people were absolutely prepared to see him rehabilitated. Mm. Here you've got someone who is or seems completely unable not only to read the public mood, but to understand the seriousness of this situation, which is doing harm to the monarchy. King Charles, of course, as we know, is battling cancer, and it must be extremely difficult for him, because not only is there serious work at the royal family at a time, for example, where, I mean, President Trump's state visit was very, very significant. It's impossible. It's even conceivable. I mention this because I read of the possibility. We don't know. But it is conceivable that President Trump could, in theory, certainly could, because it's a federal offense, pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, who is the convicted child sex trafficker and, of course, was Epstein's girlfriend and participated with him in his crimes. If that happened, heaven knows what might come out. So, as I say, there's so much that we simply don't know, and almost all of it, as far as I can see, is going to be very, very damaging.
Now, as you know, we are based in Spain, and there is a precedent here because the former king, Juan Carlos, when his scandals and his peccadillos were revealed and his money taking were revealed, he maybe fell on his sword and he moved to the Gulf States, where he's got good relations, obviously, through several years of encouraging investment in Spain. And he is out now out of mind, sort of out of sight, out of mind. He's living very comfortably over there. Queen Sophia, of course, still does charitable works. She is in no way tainted with that brush. And she is very much a member of the Spanish royal family. One of the infantas, of course, one of the daughters. Her husband was a former Olympic handball player, was involved in corruption scandals as well, and they retired from public life in a big way. So there is a precedent to this. There is, if you like, a get-out clause, Richard. I mean, could you see? I mean, if Prince Andrew, was to go somewhere, I suppose a Gulf state. I mean, they would be absolutely delighted to have it. I mean, you know, the Duke of Dubai maybe has a certain ring to it, Richard.
Well, may I suggest could be Abu Dhabi. And I mention that because it has been reported that he has supposedly a residence. It's even been, to quote sources, a palace that he could use in Abu Dhabi. The problem is that it would be apparently rather hot for Sarah Ferguson. Well, I think that things are getting pretty hot for Sarah Ferguson as it is, because seven charities have cut links with her, and also because, quite frankly, Sarah Ferguson's curious. Because what was happening, despite years of being in endless debt, and I mean, this kept coming and going, a debt, some of the debts were paid off by the palace in the 1990s. This was endless. The book entitled lists some of her excesses. But what seems to happen in Britain, there is within the British character an admiration for someone who's able to bounce back after having been knocked down time and time again, even if she was responsible for her humiliation. And she did manage to publish large numbers of books. You mentioned earlier Budgie, the helicopter pilots, and all this sort of thing. And also she's done quite a lot for charity. But she's completely discredited now. And the problem was that taking £15,000 from Jeffrey Epstein, when it became public, swearing she'd have nothing to do with him, and then sending him an email as calling him a supreme friend. Well, I mean, there are those who think that she took a very great deal more than £15,000. Legally, it has not been possible to dwell too much on this, but it's in entitled, and that's what Andrew Lowney believes. So she hasn't got any future here, as far as I can see.
What this could mean, Richard, is, though, because obviously reports come in that Princesses Eugene and Beatrice are trying to distance themselves from their parents, which is a very difficult art because they were always seen as a very close family, even when they split. This provides Prince William, though, with the absolute... because people have been going on for decades, Richard, and you will have heard this, oh, we need a more streamlined monarchy, we want to be looking at the Swedish example, the Danish example, the Dutch example, etc., a slimline monarchy. This should provide William with the absolute, this is the Solomon and the Gordon knot, isn't it? Take the large sword and just go, here you go, bam, and we're fit. And I'm paraphrasing, I know, but that is a way to sever ties, to retract the royals to working royals. You mentioned either the Edinburghs, of course, who are doing sterling work as well. No problem with the Cambridges either. But this could be an example. This could be the perfect opportunity to make a fresh start, Richard.
But here you have a problem.
Right.
And the problem is, firstly, the idea of the slimline monarchy was always identified with King Charles. The point is, he doesn't ever seem to have said it. It's what the press believed that he wanted. Now, Princess Anne, who is an excellent example of the sort of royal we want, somebody who is a low profile, does good work every year, she has more engagements than the other, she said she didn't think it was practical. The reason, and you mentioned, of course, what's happening in Sweden, what's happening in Spain, what's happening in Norway, and the Netherlands, very controversial because some of those involved didn't like it, but nonetheless, the monarchies, they seem to be flourishing, but although there have been, as you mentioned, scandals, and certainly the Spanish monarchy and the Norwegian monarchy most recently involved in a great deal. But though continuing, there are fewer of them. Now, there's something about the British monarchy that is interesting because it's like become a worldwide industry. When King Charles was crowned, there were over 200 countries represented. It's an important part of British soft power, especially since British military power is so much less than it was. So in the sense, Beatrice and Eugenie aren't working royals, but equally they do charitable work, and they've been taking on more and are still being accepted by those they've taken on. It's a very difficult balance, of course, because the Yorks are a close-knit family, and of course, Andrew and Sarah are their parents. But equally, Beatrice was, well, I mean, the Pizza Express was on her birthday, the infamous Pizza Express that Andrew talked of being on Newsnight. I mean, and also, they are considering that they have links, obviously, with their parents. How could they possibly distance themselves? Well, that's the public relations challenge. But I would suggest this. When Diana died so tragically in that accident in Paris, it was assumed that Prince Charles would never be able to rehabilitate Camilla Parker Bowles. He'd started, in fact, in 1996, but it was assumed it just couldn't happen. So years later, it did happen with the results we know. So never say never, but it's tremendously challenging to have members of the House of York, active royals. No, I don't think so, but I do think they'll continue. I mean, both of them, they're happily married. They've got families. They've got jobs. And also, I mean, and whether it's dyslexia or whether it's modern slavery, they do good work. So I suspect they will continue to do what they do, but I don't think that they will be closer in the royal fold or taking on royal duties full time or anything like that, because that would just simply seem strange at the moment. What we've got is constant questions also regarding the royal finances and whether it'd be possible to get rid of Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, get them abroad, or at least change the way Andrew is able to inhabit a 30-room mansion in the middle of all this.
I just think, you know, that one of the reasons that I don't watch soap operas is when you've got a family as interesting as mine, you don't need to. And I think in the case of the royals, they absolutely don't need to watch a soap opera. They just need to find out, ask Andrew what he's been up to this time. Richard, how do you watch this space? I suppose is the only thing we can say to see more revelations, because this is by no means a shut case, is it?
Oh no, it definitely is not a shut case. In fact, I mentioned that these documents and the Epstein files they were selective. One, the emails have been leaked to newspapers, to The Guardian, to The Mail on Sunday and so on. So the Epstein files, if the Democrats succeed, and this is, of course, a matter of contention in the House of Representatives, if there are reports that President Trump might or did want this, and he seems to have changed his mind, so it's possible the Republicans could block it. But equally, if this bizarre figure of only 1% have been released, well, you've got an absolute tsunami coming. And if that's the case, anything could happen.
Richard, I know you're busy. It's been wonderful to speak to you. Of course, we'll be hearing you again when you speak with Hannah on her show tomorrow afternoon. Richard Fitzwilliams, as always, a pleasure to speak to you.
I've greatly enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.